meeting of the Law, Rule, and Government Services Committee to order. I'm sorry, roll call by the deputy clerk.
Chair Kovacs.
Present.
Deputy Chair Levine.
Here.
Legislator Gavaris. Legislator Hansett.
Here.
Legislator Hartman.
Here.
Legislator Kitchen. And Legislator Uchitel.
Here.
And Chair Criswell.
Here.
You have six members present, one absent. Is that right?
Yes. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
Seven, sir.
All right, just seven. Just want to know for the record that Legislator Kitchen contacted me. He is ill with what he believes is COVID, so just want that noted for the record. And I do want to acknowledge that last month, Deputy Chair Levine ran the meeting, and I thank him for doing that.
Absolutely.
Approval of the July 11th, 2024 meeting minutes. Is there a motion? Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Seeing none, the minutes approved. Resolutions for the August 20th session, number 358. Adopting proposed local law number 5 of 2024, local law amending section 827.2b of the Administrative Code to ensure proper staffing levels at the Ulster County Board of Elections. This was postponed last month. Just to refresh everyone's collection, I had prepared this resolution at the request of both commissioners of elections. While this is not to be considered a mandated staffing resolution, it did call for that the commissioners would provide a report to the legislature by September 1st of every year regarding their anticipated staffing needs for the following year. Speaking to the commissioners of elections, I understand that there is an absence of uniformity on this particular resolution. So I would suggest we postpone it for 1 month and see if it can be resolved. If not, I will withdraw. Motion to postpone 1 month?
Second.
Seconded. Further discussion?
Yeah, just were there an amendment that was proposed to this? So I got a call from a deputy commissioner with concern for the contents of an amendment that was proposed, but I'm not seeing that here.
There was no amendment that was proposed. There was a several different versions back and forth between myself, counsel, and Clerk Favella. But the resolution you have in front of you, the law you have in front of you, is the version, the only version that I have.
And it's the same version from its introduction. Its initial introduction hasn't been amended.
It has not been amended.
Okay. So I'm going to chalk that up to confusion or something along those lines.
Very well. Good. Any further discussion? This is on the motion to postpone. All in favor?
Aye.
All right.
Opposed? Seeing none? Motion passes. Okay. Resolution number 418, adopting proposed local law number 8 of 2024. A local law amending the code of the County of Ulster to establish the Department of Assigned Counsel. I note there was a public hearing at the July session of the legislature and there were no speakers. Is there a motion? Legislator? Motion to adopt? Is there a second?
I'll second.
Seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, can we do a roll call vote?
Sure. Legislator Gavaris.
Aye.
Legislator Hansett.
Aye.
Legislator Harmon.
Aye.
Legislator Levine.
Aye.
Legislator Uchitel.
Aye.
Legislator Kovacs.
Yes.
Chair Criswell.
Yes.
It is adopted 7-0.
Thank you. Resolution number 443, setting a public hearing on proposed local law number 9 of 2024, local law providing real property tax exemption of the county portions of real property taxation and special ad valorem tax levies for the creation of the new accessory dwelling units in accordance with New York State real property tax law, section 421p2, to be held on September 17th, 2024 at 7 p.m. So this is setting a public hearing on this local law. Anything you want to add? No. Any questions? Move it. Is there a second?
Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Opposed? Seeing none. Adopted. Resolution 445, confirming appointment of member to the Ulster County Board of Ethics.
I will move it for adoption.
Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Seeing none? Adopted. Resolution 446, establishing a policy to require legislative approval of all grant applications with county matching funds prior to the submission. And I would note there are proposed amendments drafted by minority counsel that are presented for the committee's consideration and adoption. Is there a motion to adopt the amendments as presented? Is there a second?
Second. Just to clarify, is your motion for to adopt, to amend it or to adopt it as amended?
To adopt the amendments as presented. I believe that was your intent, your resolution, your motion. Okay, so this is on the motion to adopt the amendments as presented. We have a motion and a second.
I missed the second. I'm sorry.
Second.
Just. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Opposed? Seeing none. So the amendments are adopted on the resolution, on the resolution itself. Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion on this resolution? Seeing none? Can I ask for a roll call vote?
Discussion for a second longer.
Yeah.
On the amendments, you know, I see that there's the chair of the legislature or the chair of Ways and Means. So that means that either of them could assent, could consent to a grant being applied for. It doesn't mean both of them have to consent. And it doesn't mean that one of them, like basically, it's just one of them can consent. Is that correct?
I see or in there. So I would say either the chair of the legislature or the chair of the Ways and Means.
Okay.
That's the intention.
Great. Thank you.
Seeing no further discussion, may I ask for a roll call vote?
Resolution 446 as amended. Legislator Gaveris.
Aye.
Legislator Hansen.
Yes.
Legislator Harmon.
Yes.
Legislator Levine.
Aye.
Legislator Uchitel.
Aye.
Legislator Kovacs.
Yes.
Mayor Criswell.
Yes.
It's adopted as amended 7-0.
Great. Anyone have any items of new business? I'd like to call on Selectman Kohler.
Thank you so much, Chair Kovacs. I wanted to just sit with the committee for a minute to note that we released our corporate compliance audit. I think all of you received an electronic copy. I wanted to go over the recommendations so that this committee wants to take anything up they could. I want to thank the executives team for working with us on getting the audit right. We actually did have an earlier version that we determined would create, could possibly create legal liability for the county. So we made changes to that document. I appreciate the patience with us in doing so. We did find that, especially in previous administrations, there was a real lack of compliance training happening in senior management. I think the Metzger administration has really prioritized tooling, and I think you see that with the new training platform. They did have to extend the date of training compliance into this year in order to capture everybody, but I think it really sent the message that this is a real priority for the administration. We really appreciate that. We recommended that they adopt unique tracking numbers for every compliance complaint that comes in, and I think that was well received, and it really helped streamline things and identify where things are happening. We also recommended that there be more clear explanation to county employees about which departments and programs are clearly for clients, because right now the communications that are going out include things like harassment in the bullets of things that you should call the compliance hotline with, and that really is a personnel matter. I also want to mention to you that we recommended that the compliance committee possibly be changed to have membership from those with governance. That would be this body, the legislature, and internal audit, and that would be my office. So I think that is something that is really firm with the legislature's office. Centralizing tracking all of the complaints at hand, we discovered that there is the Special Investigations Unit at DSS. Calls are going in there. In fact, far more calls go to that line than the compliance hotline. That line still says it's an initiative of County Executive Pine, and that line generates what could be potential welfare fraud. Granted, we understand those may be confidential matters and law enforcement matters, so we're recommending that matters come in under that line, and matters that come in through the corporate compliance hotline that are deemed to be personnel matters be summarized in some way for the committee so that they can ascertain the full extent of risks without disclosing people's identities, without disclosing any confidential information that's necessary for law enforcement, but just so they have the full breadth of risks. So I wanted to share that with you, and that's really answering questions that I can.
Can I ask a follow-up to that? So are you suggesting that a report go to the legislature with a stretching risk on the basis of
court? I didn't make that recommendation. Okay, I was recommending that a representative of the legislature actually sit on the committee.
Thanks.
Because this is the body charged with governors. Yeah.
I think I misheard you. So.
Mm-hmm.
And the formal name of that committee is?
Corporate Compliance Committee.
Sorry.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Old business. I just want to note resolution 359 regarding changes to the human rights law that was withdrawn by the sponsor. I think it will appear in some form in the near future. Any other business? Motion adjourned. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
There you go.